Yesterday, after months of speculation, the most pressing question hanging over the city was answered. Following 9 days of hearings, federal judge Stephen Rhodes declared that the beleaguered city is indeed eligible for Chapter 9 bankruptcy protection. The ruling means that the unpredictable process of unloading $18 billion in long-term debt, some of which is constitutionally owed to city retirees, can begin. Now, Current State welcomes two guests to help us understand yesterday's rulings and their implications. First, Ryan Pletcha is an attorney who represents two associations of city retirees, one comprised of former police and firefighters, the other is non-uniformed workers. In a few minutes, we'll have more from Detroit News reporter Chad Livengood, who covered the announcement yesterday in Detroit. But first, Attorney Ryan Pletcha, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
First, tell us how these two associations of city retirees, uniformed and non-uniformed, are responding to Judge Rhodes' decision that they are not protected from losses in federal bankruptcy.
I have not had a chance to speak to a large amount of members since the ruling yesterday, but I was able to speak with Don Taylor and Shirley Lightsey, who are presidents of the two associations, Don of the RDPFFA and Shirley of the DRCEA. There was not a large amount of surprise, but there definitely was disappointment that Judge Rhodes took the opportunity to make decisions regarding the pensions that some people thought he would not make at this point in the case, specifically likening pension benefits to mere contracts and equating benefits earned by retirees over 20, 30, 40 years to the same protection under the bankruptcy code or lack thereof of bonds. I think that was a startling announcement from the judge as part of his summary ruling.
How many members are there in these associations?
The RDPFFA, which is the uniformed, has about 5,000. The DRCEA, which is the general, has about 8,000 members, but both do represent all retirees and advocate in their best interest regardless of membership. So that's about 22,000 to 23,000, I believe.
The city is now obligated to create a so-called plan of adjustment for moving forward. Are your clients reassured at all by Judge Rhodes' call for a plan of adjustment that is fair and equitable? He made a particular point of that yesterday in the courtroom.
I think that that provides some level of comfort, maybe not even comfort, but lack of a complete loss in the ruling. But the concern from the associations is that the city may have stopped listening after the judge said that pension benefits are treated exactly the same as any other contract.
Mm-hmm. Legally, what are your options at this point, Ryan?
Legally, we are pursuing and going to pursue avenues of appeal. What that looks like and what form, we're not quite sure yet. We still have yet to receive and or review the 140-page opinion that Judge Rhodes has promised to file on the docket. After that's received and reviewed and analyzed both internally and, you know, cooperatively among the objectors, we'll know more what the logistics of the appellate process will be. But in addition to that, both Shirley Lightsey and Don Taylor are members of the retiree committee who are actively engaged in the mediation process ordered by Judge Rhodes and oversaw by Chief Judge Rosen.
Could there be anything in that 140-page written opinion that could tell us more about how city retirees might fare in the bankruptcy process?
I mean, I don't have a crystal ball, but I mean, it's possible. Exactly what those 140 pages are going to lay out and what details and what facts the judge was most persuaded by will be revealed as soon as the opinion's out. I'm not in the position to speculate as to what those facts, findings, or rulings will be.
We're talking
outside of what he's already told us.
We're talking with Ryan Pletcha, who's an attorney who represents two associations of Detroit City retirees totaling around 20-some thousand uniformed and non-uniformed city retirees. What do you make of the comments by Sharon Levine? Sharon Levine is the attorney representing AFSCME, saying that she will definitely take this decision to the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals in Cincinnati.
I mean, I think that that's one of the tracks being considered by my clients as well. I think there is a mechanism that has to go into place and, from my understanding, be certified by Judge Rhodes. So I think that's obviously an option that we're considering. We have not made a decision at this point exactly what avenue the retiree association parties will take.
Could you conceivably team up with AFSCME, though, on this?
Anything's conceivable. I mean, as far as what the opinion says and what things various constituents believe need to be appealed is something that collaboration could happen on. I'm not prepared to say that it will happen, but it is something that could happen.
Can you give us an idea, Ryan, of how much members of these associations of city retirees get, say, monthly from these agreements? What's typical or what's average? Can you give us some kind of handle on that?
I think, and this is me not looking at the numbers in a while, I have been in trial mode and, you know, other modes. I've not looked at those numbers recently, but I believe it's between $18,000 and $23,000 a year on the general side, and I believe the police and fire is a little bit higher, but I don't think it's substantially higher. But that goes along with the fact that the police and fire retirees do not receive Social Security through their employment with the city of Detroit as police and firefighters.
What do you expect those numbers? Do you expect the benefits that the people you represent will become a real central feature in the bankruptcy discussion moving forward?
I mean, I think it will be. I think that there's already some that are at or below the poverty line. I don't know how cuts to that, in addition to increasing the cost of health care, can be done without putting lives at risk, both financially, medically, and on the grand scheme of life in general.
Ryan, has any kind of timeline emerged in terms of action you might take? How quickly might you take some kind of other legal action here?
That's still under internal discussions, and like I said, once we get the actual opinion, have time to go through that and collaborate, or at least have discussions with some of the other objectors to determine what is going to be done logistically and what the appellate process is going to look like. I would have a better idea, but at this point, I don't have any timelines that I would be able to share.
Okay. Ryan Pletcha, we want to thank you for joining us. Ryan's an attorney who represents two associations of Detroit City retirees. Thanks again.
My pleasure.